support this motion, calls to declare a national housing and infrastructure emergency and introduce time-bound emergency legislation enabling local authorities and developers to accelerate the delivery of housing on already zoned, infrastructure-ready land. As I said last week, we can't take the necessary steps to properly address this crisis until we call it what it is, a national emergency. The failure of the government and previous governments to deliver on housing is a failure of public policy. So many young people in my constituency of Donegal face an impossible situation as house prices soar and rents are unaffordable and unavailable. It's a disgrace that they're unable to afford to live in the very towns and communities that they grew up in. They're forced instead to emigrate in hopes of a better life and opportunities and a bit of independence. Young people can't be expected to live in their family homes well into adulthood. It's stunning that the independence of our young people has been severely damaged and family relationships along with that. The government's housing policy is driving young people away and is setting up for a future generation of complete failure. We have an ageing population and we're doing absolutely nothing to actively address this. The construction of new homes in Donegal has nearly come to a standstill. On top of this, we're grappling with a defective concrete crisis. Last year, only 382 new builds were completed in Donegal. That's nowhere near what is needed. We need to be building 1,400 homes a year to keep on top of the defective concrete crisis alone over the next 10 to 15 years. On top of this, we need to be building 1,200 new homes a year just to sustain the current population in Donegal. That doesn't account for population growth over the next number of years. This means we need to be building 2,600 homes effectively in the northwest. We need targeted measures to introduce this to meet the housing demand. We cannot continue for this crisis to wreak havoc on the county. The failure to enforce regulation means there's no guarantee that new builds or rebuilt homes are free from defective materials, allowing a vicious cycle to continue, leaving homeowners vulnerable to further trauma in the future. I know for a fact, actually today, that there's houses in Donegal that are being built with defective concrete, and we keep on continuing with this madness. We are supposed to be moving on from this crisis, but nothing has changed. No lessons have been learned. We are being dragged back into this crisis time and time again. We're simply asking to move on. Minister, we're losing all hope of ever seeing the end to this. Impacted homeowners trust in a system and trust in the government to do the right thing. But this has been completely broken over the years. Families are being pushed to the brink emotionally, mentally and financially as they navigate through a system that seems destined to fail them. The failure is not just about bricks and mortar, it's an erosion of trust over the years, over 15 years near enough now. It's about erosion of dignity, fundamental rights and a safe place called home. We all deserve a place to call home, to have that security, that sense of security. The sense of security belongs in your home is being stripped away by the people of Donegal. It's cruel, it's unfair. There needs to be accountability, transparency and immediate action. People are looking to move on with their lives and to be rid of the burden of defective concrete, for their families to move on and enjoy their lives. It's exhausting to live this crisis 24/7, 365, year in, year out. As I've mentioned before, recent studies show the rates of depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, suicidal ideations amongst people living in defective homes is comparable with those in disaster-stricken and displaced populations. This is an incredibly concerned and warrants an emergency response in Donegal. It's time for the government to wake up and take drastic action and to allow us to continue to get on with our lives and help the people of Donegal.